Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 87 on November the 9th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Viking Therapeutics, the Gold Trust ETF, and American Airlines. And then we discuss three new trades on TU Inc., National Oil Well Varco, and Kroger. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets had another strong week with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones average closing higher, almost approaching 1% in the S&P and going over that in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So the Dow Jones finished the week 333 points higher at 27,681 points. The S&P 500 index gained 26 points, ending the week at 3,093 points. Now, the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus or confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. So the topic this week is technical analysis. And you may wonder, you know, why are you going to talk about technical analysis? Well, the trades I present on this show are absolutely affected by the underlying stock price movement. I don't hedge out for stock price. We're not covering our delta, for those of you who understand that. So it helps to have a few items, a few indicators that you can look at each week to help get a sense of where the stock is, where it's been, and where it might be heading in the future, so that you don't step in front of a freight train or a Mack truck. So I learned a while ago that using a single technical indicator can cost you a lot of money, mostly because of false indicators or false signals. So I prefer to use a few indicators together, and then I look for verification from more than just one indicator before, you know, allocating capital on any trade. So the three I like to use are fairly simple, and we're going to discuss each of them over the next few weeks. The first one we're going to talk about is moving averages. Moving averages are fairly basic. It's calculated by taking an average of the stock price for the period indicated. So if you're looking at a 10-day moving average, it's simply the average of the last 10 days. It's all of those, all of the closing prices added up, divided by 10. Doesn't get much more simple than that. Now, you typically have two moving averages. You have a short term and a longer term. So quite often I'll use a 10-day moving average and a 20-day moving average. I use more than that, but those are two that you can definitely start with. When the short term moving average is higher than the longer term, you typically are in a bullish market where stock prices are moving higher. When the short-term moving average is lower than the longer-term moving average, the stock is most likely heading lower, so you're in a bit of a bearish move. The danger with moving averages is that one day of extreme prices can completely change the overall outlook and skew the signal you thought you saw, which means that it's really easy to get false signals that end up getting corrected by one more day of price data. So traders who use this indicator tend to use a moving average cross technique. And the way this works out in practice is that if you're using, say, a 10-day and a 20-day moving average, when the short-term average or the 10-day crosses the longer-term moving average and going higher, it's time to buy. And on the other side, if the short-term average crosses the longer-term average heading lower, it's time to sell. So It's a really simple, really basic technique. That's why I always like it. But you just have to beware, or at least be aware of the possibility of there being false signals, of the indicators giving you false signals. So definitely paper trade. If you've never used moving averages, just pull up some charts, mini chart. Most of the charting platforms or programs out there will use a moving average because it's one of the easiest of the indicators to calculate. So they almost always use moving averages or allow you to take a look at it and just paper trade for a bit and see how it works or how moving averages have worked in the past with that particular stock. But don't just trust the past, because the past has already been allocated. It's already corrected for itself. What you want to do is look at the moving averages and where everything is today and say, okay, given what I see with these moving averages, I would be buying or selling right here today, and then track what happens over the next few days or even weeks. That'll give you a good idea or a good indication of whether the stock that you're looking at is prone or is more prone or less prone to give false signals with those moving averages. So that's it. Next week, we're going to take a look at Fibonacci analysis, which is a little more complicated to describe, but I find it to be very useful, especially when wanting to understand where a stock is relative to where it has been. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the trade review from last week. So we'll start off like we do every week with the covered call. We looked at Viking Therapeutics, Inc., symbol VKTX. V as in Victor, K as in Kilo, T as in Tango, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.72 per share. I looked at buying that stock and selling the November 7 call at 60 cents, hoping for a 13.1% return in 2 weeks. Well, Viking Therapeutics gave us the move we wanted. The stock grew $1.14 per share this week, ending the week at $7.86 per share. The November 7 call we sold can actually be repurchased for 90 cents, which is a loss of about 30 cents on that call option. So overall, if we close the trade right now, right today, by selling the stock and buying the call back, we would lock in a gain of 84 cents. Now, if we let it expire in 5 days, we actually lock in 88 cents. That's that 13% return. Either way, this is a great trade. It's always wonderful when these work, and especially work in such short amount of time. You have the possibility right now to capture almost 95% of the expected profit. So I would actually take the risk off the table. Normally, I say, hold on till the end. This is one of those rare opportunities where I just suggest closing the trade out and locking in the profit. That's still a 12.5% return on your capital in 1 week, and it allows you to remove the, you can take the risk off the table and go ahead and change your focus to new trades for the week. So nice work if you took part in this one. Now, the second trade was not quite as nice. We looked at a credit spread on the Gold Trust ETF, symbol GLD, G as in Golf, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. The stock at the time was trading for $142.56 per share, and I sold the November 142-141.5 put spread at 19 cents, which can yield a maximum possible loss of 31 cents per spread. Well, the GLD ETF lost $5.17 per share this week, closing at $137.39. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now very much in the money, so the spread is worth 50 cents. We sold it for 19 cents, so we have a loss on our hands of 31 cents per spread. Now, there's 1 week left in November, so let's look at our options for collecting more money and walking out of this trade for flat, because we just assume that the 31 cents is gone. So really, it's what can we do to capture that 31 cents back? Now, because there's only 1 week left, we need to be very careful here. This ETF can move around quite a bit, and you can still end up doing something that costs you some money. So You can sell the November 138-138 half call spread and collect 16 cents per spread. Now, selling two would allow you to collect a total of 32 cents, which covers our 31 cents. You can also look to sell the 136-135 half put spread for 10 cents. Selling two of those would bring in 20 cents. So if you close the original trade and then sell both of these spreads, you actually will end up collecting 52 cents, right? You'll collect 52 cents, which will offset your 31 cent loss. But you've also will be left with 48 cents of exposure. Now, for some people, this just isn't worth it, right? For the aggressive types, if this fits your risk profile, it's absolutely worth it. So in real terms, I lost $31 per spread on this original trade. You can walk away if prices stay relatively even over the next 5 days. You can walk away having added $52 to your account, and ultimately being a net positive of $21 on this trade. If you add in basically a iron condor, that's selling two of the call spread and selling two of the put spread. But you are keeping yourself open to additional risk. So sometimes it's better to just walk away with the loss and move on to greener pastures. Just depends on your risk profile. Always trade for your risk profile, because no one knows how much capital is in your account and how comfortable you will be or not be if you are not, if you end up losing money. So if you trade a while, you get used to making money and losing money. It's just like, 31 bucks, whatever. But you know, for those of you who are trading a smaller account too, you have to be sensitive to that. So only trade what is worth it for you. Only you know your risk level and your risk profile. Now let's look at our last spread on the week was the debit spread. We looked at American Airlines, symbol AAL, A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. The stock ended, the stock closed last week at $30.56 per share. And we looked at buying the November 30 and a half call spread for 31 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 19 cents or 61.29% return on your capital in 2 weeks. Well, American Airlines stock gained 20 cents this week, closing at $30.76 per share. The in-the-money call spread repurchased is still in the money. Now, if stock finishes higher than $30.50 on Friday, we will collect 19 cents on this trade. So that's a gain of 61%. That's what we were looking for. There isn't much to do at this point. You can always add to this by selling a higher call spread or selling a lower put spread if you want to, you know, just put on another trade this week that might add some capital. But you're also adding risk to these trades. So those are simply add-ons. It's being aggressive and trying to gain more money on this trade. Overall, this trade is working, so that's a good thing. As long as we finish higher than $30.31 per share, that November 30 call that you purchased is going to finish in the money, and you will end up walking away with a profit. So all in, this is a good thing. Nice trade. We had two wins, one loss on the week. So let's move on to this upcoming week. So this next week is November expiration for options. Options expire on Friday, November the 15th. And so this week, we're going to look at December expiration for our new trades. We'll start off the week with the covered call on 2U Inc., symbol TWOU. T as in Tango, W as in Whiskey, O as in Oscar, U as in Uniform. The stock ended the week at $21.30 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the December 22 half call and collecting $1.25. This can lead to an 11.5% return in 6 weeks. You enter this trade by buying 2U stock for $21.30 and selling the December 22 half call at $1.25. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $22.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $20.05. Our next trade is going to be a credit spread on National Oilwell Varco. symbol NOV, N as in November, O as in Oscar, V as in Victor. The stock ended the week at $23.38 per share, and I'm looking at selling the December 23-22 put spread at 34 cents, which can lead to a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. So you enter this trade by selling the December 23 put at 96 cents and concurrently buying the December 22 put for 62 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $23 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $22.66 per share. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Kroger, symbol KR, K as in Kilo, R as in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $27.02 per share. And I'm looking at buying the December 26-27 call spread, paying 65 cents for the spread, which can yield a maximum gain of 35 cents or 53.85% return on your capital in 6 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the December 26 call for $1.69 and concurrently selling the December 27 call at $1.04. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $27 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $26.65. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share this with friends who trade options. Also, feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel where I create a video out of this podcast each week so you can consume it. You can listen to the podcast on audio only, or you can listen to us on YouTube. Thanks a lot. Have an awesome weekend. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.